The governor says there's about $400 million less in this budget than in the one he introduced back in February. But when you break it down, it still expands health care, higher education, renewable energy, and land preservation.
These were really at the heart of what I wanted to accomplish when I set out in February with this budget. And the budget that we're agreeing to today does that. Now, does it have everything I want? No, not by any means. But it has the major priorities that I set forth.
This has been the second longest budget standoff in state history, and the argument in recent months is centered almost exclusively on taxes. Just this past Monday, Doyle tried to pass a pared-down version of his own budget that increased cigarette taxes by $1.25 a pack and increased a tax on hospitals designed to leverage federal Medicaid money. Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch's members shot it down almost unanimously.
It wasn't compromise enough, and it didn't go as far as Mike and his members wanted to go in a number of areas, but I do think that bill really sort of changed the discussion of where we were.
Doyle said the key was that all parties involved kept the lines of conversation open after Monday. The governor talked with Hipsch the next day, just to keep talking. They eventually agreed to pare back the cigarette tax to a buck a pack. They agreed to spend more money, $200 million total, out of a fund set aside to compensate victims of medical malpractice. They agreed to 2% levy limits for local governments, and they decided to drop the hospital tax and the oil tax. Those last two were wins for Hipsch. And for all the blame being shot back and forth in recent weeks, the speaker heaped praise on Doyle last night.
The governor has, from the beginning, kept a very open door and a very good demeanor throughout this. And that, frankly, is that type of tenor is set at the top. I give him a great deal of credit for his willingness to keep that open door and keep that good conversation going.
This debate has never been an easy one for Speaker Hipsch, who controls a slim Republican majority. Hipsch was ultimately forced to swallow a tax increase, a move that will lose him the support of many of his fiscally conservative members. But it may be hard for some Democrats to swallow that even though they hold the governor's office and the Senate, the final budget had to move noticeably to the right to get the Assembly on board. The governor says his agencies are going to have to make do with less than he wanted.
Let's just say my main managers are going to be really tested by this budget, but I believe that we can do this.
Leaders made their remarks from the governor's conference room last night, which was packed with staffers, lobbyists, other lawmakers, and even a few of their kids. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Judy Robson told them they were watching an historic moment.
This is when Republicans and Democrats have been at odds for a long time, and we got together and found some compromise. And it's been a long, winding road, maybe a torturous road sometimes, but that's democracy.
It's not quite the end of the road yet. Robson and Hipsch still have to pass this budget. That's scheduled for Tuesday. Then Doyle will get a crack at it with his veto pen. He says this year he won't change much. Even then, at least a piece of this budget could end up in court. The Wisconsin Medical Society says transferring $200 million out of the Patient's Compensation Fund is plainly illegal. They plan to sue the state as soon as the governor signs this bill. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.